This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
Hi.
I'm Emily.
How are you, Emily?
Nice to meet you.
Such
Sorry,
a pleasure.
I know you're like so busy.
Don't worry. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay. Great.
Okay, my first question. Do you think we find our purpose, or do you think our purpose finds us?
We're going that philosophical, huh?
That's what I'm about.
I think our purpose finds us. I feel like things come to me. I think one could argue that I'm doing the behavior that allows that to happen. But for some reason, I believe that you're chosen a little bit, and because I believe a little bit more in DNA than I think most people.
Okay. See, like, I'm gonna be a senior at Penn State, so I'm trying to figure out my big moves. After graduation, if you don't exactly know what your passion is in like a physical sense of something, you know, like creating business ideas or things like that, like I'm more like my passion is people. So
yeah, I mean, look, I think that there's a lot of people that don't even know that it's people, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think you're ahead of the game. We're living a time right now where so many people of your age think that they have to have a business,
right?
Or it's cool to have a business.
Right.
Like, there was no fucking 22-year-old talking about having a business 15 years ago.
Right.
So you have to recognize that that's just a conversation of the moment. I'm gonna give you a really good piece of advice.
Please.
Off this very short period of time.
Please.
Be binary about your decisions. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Don't overthink jumping into your first job and then quit it the next day if it doesn't feel right. It's not a end-all be-all if the first one's not right.
That's the biggest thing.
Nobody's gonna give a fuck if you've got four companies on your resume in the first 2 years. No place you wanna end up.
Yeah. No, I totally get that.
Well then, if you do, you would stop thinking about this completely.
Overthinking is, definitely a thing.
So either you get it or you don't.
Yeah.
So when you say, I get that, like, I wanna actually have that conversation. Because if you do get that, you're about to get really happy and real carefree.
Yeah.
If you don't get that, you need to keep chipping away to believe in it.
Yeah, I mean, I want to get that just because right now my thing is like the unknown is so scary. I'm about to graduate college this year, like that's huge.
Yeah.
So the unknown is definitely like a scary thing.
It's fucking life.
Yeah.
Like nobody knows what the fuck's gonna happen tomorrow.
So how do you, and I'm sorry if I'm-
It's all right, go ahead.
How do you deal with the unknown? Like when it comes
By recognizing I have no fucking choice.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, cause that's actually life. Like who the, like zero people exist.
Are you scared? Like do you ever fear the unknown?
Nope.
How, like that's what my main thing is. Like with every aspect of
you have to, because I'm confident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Totally.
Like I'm not scared because I know I can handle anything.
That's awesome.
You know, and I know I can handle anything because I'm grateful for everything I've got and I never envy and want anything else.
Yeah.
I'm an optimist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if something bad happens tomorrow, I would default into thinking, well, I'm so grateful that I've had it for this long.
Yeah.
Instead of like, why did it go away?
It's all about the way you think about it.
100%. And you need to chip away at that. And you need to realize what's practical and not.
I know. That's like definitely my moves. And I'm learning so much this summer. Like this internship is so great. I've met a lot of people. Like I like to network. I like to talk to people. And like everyone is just like, you know, if you want to talk about whatever for 15 minutes in the kitchen, like, everyone is so willing to do that, and that's so refreshing, and it makes you feel like just so much better about your future, because the more I talk to people, the more I hear that everybody just had no idea what they were doing when they were my age, and it all works out.
100%.
And that's so reassuring.
That makes me happy. I'm scared. I'm super scared. I'm scared because I know exactly what happens this month every year for the rest of time, or actually not the rest of time, hopefully this will end soon, but I'm scared. I'm scared because I know that there are so many of you that graduate this month and have no fucking idea what you want to do. And that's okay. Most people don't. You should not be stressed about that. I'm actually not scared about that. I'm scared that you don't realize that you're entering the greatest 5-year window of your life. If you are 22 years old and graduating from college, shit, if you're 22 years old and not graduating from college, if you are 22 years old, you are entering, first of all, some of the greatest years of your life, A, but B, this is the moment. Watch this video twice. If mama's watching this, send this to your daughter Sally right now, because you have to understand, this next 5-year window is when you don't go practical and safe. This is not the time to get the job mom wanted you to. This is not the time to try to maximize as much money so you can buy a fat whip. This is the time to realize that you have a 5-year window, and it's 3 for some, it's 8 for others, but this is a 5-year window for you to attack the life that you want to win, not because it's the secret or because the world's so zen, because it's fucking hard as shit out there. As a matter of fact, I'm probably more scared about your naivete to how hard it. Class is easy, right? What you've been doing for the last 16 years is easy. It's a fucking bullshit game. It's structured, it's easy. The world, this thing is hard. However, that contradicts what I'm gonna tell you right now, which is this is the best and easiest 5 years of your life, because this is when you need to attack what you love and what you want to do. Here's why. You don't have all the baggage. You may have college loans, respect, it's hard as shit. You may have the expectations of your parents, mentally hard, fake hard. You may have a lot of other things, but this is exactly when you can live with 4 roommates in a basement and eat fucking fast food. Do you understand? This is not when the baby's there, some of you have babies. This is not when you've been married and you promised. This is not when the world has sucked out all your dreams and hopes yet. You still got this window, and yet, so many of you are so hungry for short-term gains, like maximizing the job that paid you $3,000 more, but it's not as fun, but you want that $3,000. For what? For what? For a new iPhone? For what? You get to live life one time. And this is the time right now to understand what's actually happening and actually map your behavior to something that will impact you for the next 80 years. So promise me, all you youngsters that are watching this right now, in the fucking comments, because I'll jump in and talk to you. Promise me that you understand that the land grab of happiness starts right now. That you don't have to worry about getting that job. What you should do is go and travel and learn. Go and start that business that you've always wanted. Hook up with those 3 teammates and start that band you've always wanted. This is the time to be massively risk oriented. I know that this is when you're supposed to grow up and go see the world, but guess what? The world isn't what mommy and daddy told you. The world is exactly going to be what it's going to be, with or without the way you thought it was gonna be. A ton of shit is gonna change. The world changes every goddamn day. Right now, what you need to recognize is you can afford to. And not all of you, I'm sure somebody will leave a comment and say, I've got a loan. I get it, respect. But that loan is gonna be there whether you go and try to build something for yourself or not, one way or the other. And by the way, you can work at night. This is when you put in the 18 hours a day to make your life that you want happen. And again, because I'm scared, I can hear myself fucking talking. I'm not saying it's the secret, it's practicality. When you are in your early 20s, this is when you can grind at your highest levels because there isn't all the fucking baggage that comes across from life. It's harder for the 42-year-olds that are watching right now to listen to this advice. You can't just wake up tomorrow and be like, let's go, because little Sally has soccer fucking practice and because you've got a million other things that are holding you down. But boy, if you're lucky enough to be graduating today with not a fucking idea of what you're gonna do with your future, nobody's ever been luckier than you. Please recognize it. The number one thing you should do is the most high-risk behavior of your life. You know, to me, this is exactly when you should go live in Bali for a year. This is exactly when you try to become Beyonce. This is exactly when you do the highest risk. The biggest reason that kids, like people, become unhappy is they try to address, they're playing life in reverse. The only things that you could be dealing with are either debt or expectations of your parents. And what your parents and society do is tells you to do the lowest risk maneuver. The number one thing you should be thinking about is the highest risk behavior around the thing that you think is gonna make you the happiest. Self-awareness is the most important. Without even knowing any of you, I'm sure your love affair with your music skill craft has evolved through your life, right? And this is exactly the time where some of you are looking in the mirror and be like, do I even love this shit anymore? I have a lot of empathy for people in debt. I have way less for people not in debt, because then they're letting the machine, parents, society, dictate their lives, who they then later resent because they followed their path, not yours. But like getting some bullshit job to like pay off the debt and moonlighting as your passion, it's the reverse. Don't buy a new pair of Supremes or like a new handbag or take a nice trip to Coachella. Otherwise you get stuck and you're just stuck in perpetuity. Or do that, I don't give a fuck, but don't not do what you wanna do. Like do not have your profession. You can either work for somebody that you wanna become or try your own shit. You're talking to somebody who's ridiculously happy because he never played in the system. I was a terrible student, even though every immigrant shouldn't have been, right? I worked for my dad's liquor store and built up a family business for my family, so I made no money. I built it for, you know, my narrative is very tricky. A lot of people are like, oh, but your dad, I'm like, I built my dad's business for him and left with nothing at 34, you know? But I was happy. I didn't care that my friends went to Wall Street and got a BMW. I had self-esteem. I didn't need a cool apartment to get girls. I didn't even want to get girls. I was so busy working on what I was passionate about, to be frank, you know? If you're great at something and you're fucking passionate about it, you should have the best life and people fuck it up. I didn't. I did everything wrong for 13 years, which made me win and stayed happy.